Oh. No, I'm sorry for being so jumpy. No, please just ignore it. I'm really... You just startled me. I was just... way too focused on the rain outside. I swear. I could just stand at your patio door for hours just listening to the storm. I don't know exactly why I'm always so focused when it's like this. Rain just makes me happy. I mean, surely you know by now that I get caught up in the silliest things. I'm just a dork. I most certainly am one, I promise. Thank you again. I mean, really, thank you for letting me come over. Honestly, I need to get out of my apartment. It was way too lonesome, and I was just missing your crazy dad jokes and your silliness, so... What? It's true. Besides, you know how stir-crazy I get when things are just too quiet. Like, remember that time in the cabin with your friends? They all just wanted to sit there and enjoy the campfire, and I was just like, oh, can we put music on? Can we dance? Can we do something? And you finally had to just take me outside and just keep me in a conversation. I get hyper sometimes, and I don't know, sitting in the quiet just, like I said, it makes me stir crazy. Of course she can ask me something. Why are you asking that question? Just curious? Well, you know what they say, curiosity killed the cat. Fair enough. I guess satisfaction did bring it back. I think we've been friends for maybe 6 months now? Why are you asking? Wait. You're not about to confess your undying love for me, are you? Because, unfortunately, I must inform you that I have several, yes, several people competing for my affection. Truly, it is exhausting. Wait. That isn't it, right? Please tell me that's not it. Because that would change everything. And change is not always good. That is a talk that is unnecessary, and it just... I don't... No. Even considering having such a thing, it would lead to uncertainty, and then one of us would get hurt, and I don't want that, because why would we want us to be hurt? Why would we want to ruin this? Why would we want to get in the way? Why would I want to get in the way? Why? I'm fine. Stop. I'm fine. I wasn't going crazy, okay? I was just thinking, and what I was thinking isn't exactly wrong, is it? Because someone always gets hurt. That is just the way that it is, and honestly, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Why not? Honestly, why should I? I already know how this is gonna go, so let's just limit the fallout, stay as is, and we can literally, let's do anything. Anything other than this. It's fine. I don't want to tell you how it's gonna go. You should know by now how it's gonna go. Fine. Fine! Just play along, okay? Just... if we were together, like, really together, if we gave in to our feelings and we accepted whatever this is, whatever is building up between us, whatever has been building up between us, we would fall hard. And then suddenly, all at once, you would become my world. My entire world. And I would have no say in it. It would just happen. Because this stuff just happens without any say. It just happens and things get ruined. Fine. I'm staying on point. You would become my world. And then I would have no say in you seeing every single flaw that I have tried and fought so hard to keep away from you. You would suddenly see me, not the me that you actually like. And I like being this girl. I like being the version that is the best around you. I like being the person that you go to when you have good news or go to when you're sad. But you would stop doing that if you saw the real me, because I assure you, you will not like me like that anymore if you saw me. Me. What? I spiral in front of you. I go on a rant. And you're more focused on the fact that by saying, hinting that I have feelings, suggesting, fine, that I have feelings, that I have confessed to having feelings for you, it somehow means that things can change, but you know what? Someone's a bit cocky, because maybe I'm just caught up in the moment. Maybe I don't actually have feelings for you. Doesn't matter if I'm sure of it or not. This won't work. It doesn't matter why it won't work. It won't work. What are you doing? Standing close to me like that, with your hand on my cheek, clearly invading my personal space, it does not mean that you will suddenly see me. The only people that see me are the people that I want to see me, and honestly, I don't want anyone seeing me, especially you. No. What are you doing? No. Okay, actually, if you will end the conversation, I will. I'm going to go do something else. I'm gonna create some distance, because clearly we need that, so I'm just gonna, yeah, excuse me. No, I am not coming back inside. I feel like standing out in the rain. Yep. I feel like standing out in the rain. I'm going to spin around in it, and I'm gonna be happy, and I'm gonna be just fine. It's comforting, and it's loud, and I know that you will not come out here. No, I did not just run out into the rain to avoid you kissing me. How do I know you were gonna kiss me, okay? Just because you were getting close to my face doesn't mean you were going to kiss me, okay? So, no, I came out because I wanted to. This was my choice. I am not avoiding anything. I'm putting some clearly much needed distance between us. No. I'm not doing that. I am out here now, and you know what? I love how the rain feels on my skin. I love it. It is an action that doesn't hurt, and it allows me to be touched without anyone there to hurt me. No. Damn it! Ignore that! No, stay inside. You're not... Why are you out here? You were not supposed to walk out. You hate being in the rain. No, no. I know you hate the rain because I remember you telling me the second night that we hung out when we left that restaurant, when all your friends had left, when all my friends had left. You specifically told me that you were upset because now you had to run to your car, which was at the very end of the parking lot, and you hated running out in the rain because you hated being out in the rain. You hated it. So, no, I know that you hate the rain. You were supposed to stay inside, okay? You were supposed to stay inside. I remember everything about you. I assure you, it is true. It is. Because, you know, I remember that your first pet was a Papillon, and her name is Ginger. And you were devastated when she died. You were 7 years old, and you were so heartbroken because she was your favorite thing in the world. When you left for school, that was the only thing you could focus on, was seeing Ginger. You were so heartbroken that your parents offered to get you a new pet, and you said no for 2 years because that would mean replacing Ginger, and nothing could replace Ginger. No, listen, I remember that time we were out with your friends, and we kept quoting The Princess Bride, yeah? And you were so happy because someone had finally understood your love for that movie, your favorite movie in the entire world. Your friends were sure as fuck annoyed, but we kept quoting back and forth. And now, whenever you're sad, I quote the movie because without a doubt, without any hesitation, it always makes you smile. And that is why whenever one of us asks for a favor, we always, always respond with as you wish. I remember how upset you were when you had to cancel plans with me because your brother cheated on his girlfriend and she kicked him out of their place and you had to go help him move. You were sad because you would somehow rather stay in with me at my apartment and watch Rocky Horror with me, even though you thought it was the weirdest movie you had ever heard of, and you still think it's the weirdest movie, and you probably hate it, but you put up with it because you got some enjoyment out of watching me sing along and dance on the couch, and I was just a doofus. But you know what? You liked it, for some reason. And I remember watching you get emotional when I surprised you with tickets to your favorite band ever, because you had never seen them before, and they meant the world to you. You turned away, insisting that it was just your allergies, they were just getting to you, but then I heard you on the phone, on the patio, talking to your dad, and you got emotional, and you said that no friend had ever been so sweet to you or done something so nice for you, and you weren't sure how to feel about it, because what did you have to compare it to? And I remember when I broke down crying for reasons that you still do not understand. And you told me that I didn't have to tell you. I never had to tell you. Because all you wanted was for me to be safe. And you wanted to see me smile again. That's all you wanted. And I passed out on your couch while you comforted me and while you were there for me. But I wasn't fully asleep that night. So I noticed when you moved me from the couch to to your bed so that I could sleep comfortably while you were on the couch. And I remember you tucking me in. And you kissed my head and your lips lingered for just a second longer, and I just remember... I remember feeling at peace. Because that was the first time in almost an entire year that I felt safe with someone who didn't already know what happened to me. No, listen to me! You wanted to talk about feelings, fine, let's talk about our fucking feelings. That night, that was 4 months ago. And I swear, I have tried so hard. I've tried to push it away. I've tried to make it stop. But ever since that night, I swear, I have been hopelessly in love with you. Because I can't just be with you. It's not that easy. It's definitely not that simple. It doesn't work like that. Because I have baggage. And I have so much pain that has been left inside of me to rot. I am rotting from the inside because it is just there and it won't go away. But above everything else that matters, more than my pain, more than the fact that I'm choking on my words right now, more than the fact that this is possibly the most vulnerable you've ever seen me, and I'm so uncomfortable and embarrassed by it because I don't want you thinking anything less of me. More than all of that, I will just end up breaking your heart. I don't deserve you or your kindness. I'm broken. That's all I know, is that I'm broken. And no one can love me like that. No one can. And that is the last thing you need, okay? Then we have to stay friends. We have to stay only friends. You. I've got you standing out in the rain, and you hate the rain, and you're watching me cry and break down, and my face starts from crying. Oh God. Of course I feel safe with you. Why do you think I asked to come here tonight? No. No, that's not fair. No, don't put your arms around me. No, don't. Stop. No, stop. World have to be your damn arms. Pokemon saying you want to protect me doesn't help. It just makes me want to stay in them longer. I don't know why you're bothering to wipe away my tears. It's still raining outside. You can't just stay in your arms. Because at some point I'm gonna pull away. And I'm gonna fight. And I'm gonna feel like I don't deserve them. And everything's gonna collapse around us, and then what? Then what do you do? I told you I do trust you. Fine. Let me ask you something. Do you really, and I mean really, have feelings for me? Or am I just some manic pixie dream girl that you have created in your mind that's gonna solve all your problems? I know that question is oddly specific, but please just answer. You love me? No. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Because you have the power to break me so easily. Of course I want to say it back. But that doesn't mean that I can. Because if I say it, then suddenly it's real. I'm panicking. And I'm paranoid. And I only know what I know. And what I know is how bad relationships can go. And if I say those words that makes it all real, that means I'm there, I'm in. I'm all the way in. And then I can't go back. I can't go back until one of us has hurt one another, and it'll likely be me hurting you. Because I am too much. I've just been told that I'm too much. Stop. I don't know if I can say it. How is it that holding your hands like this? I feel grounded. I don't understand it. What is this? Fine. Okay? You win. I love you too. Is it still really hard? I'd be lying if I said I never wanted to kiss you. But do I trust you too? Wait. Why are you asking my permission to kiss me? Because you can see my pain that easily. And you don't want to overwhelm me anymore. I've been hiding myself and I feel completely vulnerable being shown in front of you. Yes, you can kiss me. Just please be careful with my heart. you kill with your life. You can't just say that. You can't as you wish me. It's not fair. Don't mind me, I'm kind of in shock right now. You're right. Communication is key. Just speak my mind. I won't be in trouble for it. Fine. I'm scared shitless right now. I don't know what a healthy relationship is. I don't know what it's like to feel safe in a relationship. And I have been hurt so much. I know I've said that already way too much. I don't know how else to explain it. Just please don't hurt me. Please, please, please. Do you promise? Stop making me laugh. You know what? Fine. You must love me pretty damn much if you're willing to sacrifice the rest of your evening just to watch Rocky Horror with me. There. You made me smile. Are you happy? Communication really is key, huh? Then, I need you to know something. You're gonna have to excuse all the hiccups I have with this because people know that I was in a bad relationship, but no one knows what he did. I've never said it out loud before. I know I'm safe with you. But it's like saying I love you. By saying it out loud, it's suddenly real. In my last relationship, he clearly hurt me. Not physically, entirely. It was more emotional and mental. He would play mind games with me. And he went out of his way to remind me constantly that I was only ever capable of being happy with him. Because he had convinced me that he is the only one who could ever love me because I was just too damn broken and no one else would put up with me. No, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just hold me, please. It feels too real. Yeah, fuck him. Even though he's gone. Even though he entered the relationship, there's moments when I still feel him breathing down my neck. But then when I'm with you, even when I'm near you, even if it's just us sitting on the couch and I'm watching you play a video game or I'm reading a book or, you know, you're working at the table, it just having you near, I feel safe. And it's a safety I've never known, but it scares me at the same time. That feeling is why I needed to come over tonight. Because I could feel him and every ounce of pain that he caused me just sitting in me, rotting and destroying me. I can feel myself rotting. But then when I'm with you, I feel like I'm alive again. And I never thought it could. You know, if I was with anyone else right now, I honestly don't think I would believe those words, but since it's you, and you've done nothing but prove to me that I am capable of being safe with you, I do truly believe that you would never hurt me the way he did. Honestly, I mean that. But you've gotta understand, there's gonna be days where I am hard to be around because I will fight it and I will get caught up in what he has convinced me that I'm supposed to feel. And I'm hard to love. So you'll just love me extra hard, it's that easy, huh? First of all, I am so sorry that standing out here will likely lead to us getting sick. I'm sorry. I really am. I feel bad. Second, I hate to say it, but kissing in the rain doesn't feel anything like it does in the movie. I'm supposed to be emotional and that's what I get focused on. I am a dork. You're a dork. This doesn't sound completely awful. Can we go inside now? Yes, I know you were right. I shouldn't have come out here, but I did and I did, and I feel slightly better, though. Okay, come on. Okay, I regret going out there now, because it is freaking cold. Okay, do you mind if I just crawl into your arms now? Can we jump to that point and just do that instead of me crying? Because I'm kind of sick of crying. They're all mine. You know what? I love the sound of that. I do. I love you too. So much. So much, and now that you've got me saying it, you're just gonna have to find a way to shut me up because I don't know if I can stop now. Yep, you know what? That's one way. What? No! Shaking your wet hair at me is so mean. Ugh. Oh, this was cold. That was so cold. Ugh. You know what? Explain to me one thing. How have I gone from crying my eyes out to smiling now? Like, all I want to do is smile around you. How did you do that? Oh. If this is what love is supposed to feel like, then I am all yours. Every bit of me is yours. Will you be mine too? Please? You know, that feels great and all, but is that a yes? Does that mean yes? Okay, good. Now, I might be a bit frazzled for the rest of the night, so I do apologize in advance. I can't apologize? Because you wanna take care of me and put a smile on my beautiful face again? Fuck me. No, most definitely I'm not blushing. Okay, maybe a little. Just a little bit though. Don't get ahead of yourself. I'm just a little blushy. It is not cute. Hey, before you go get towels for us, I do have one last question for you. No, I promise it's not bad. Ignore the smirk and the snarky look on my face. It's not bad, I promise. Fine. So, are you ready to do the time warp again? No? That is too bad, mister. You already offered. Besides, you put a smile back on my face already, and you made me laugh. So, in return, I'm going to make you laugh while I dance like an absolute goofball. Do I promise? Maybe. Just, yes, fine, I promise. It is really gonna take me about a whole decade to get used to that and accept this reality and that it's not a dream, because, oh god, I'm still so sniffly. Ignore that, please. I promise I'm cute underneath. I'm not cute now. I'm like a wet mouse. Do you a favor, what? Try not to put myself down for the rest of the night. As you wish. Now go get us some towels and I'll go get the movie started. Yeah? What was that? Yeah, I love you too. God, he makes me so happy. Oh man, does he make me happy.